do you do?
I am the resident services manager for the Housing Authority of McDonough County.
So why the park board? What interested you in joining the board?
I grew up in Blanninsville, which is a subdivision of Macomb, as I like to say. And I believe in community involvement and community engagement. And I think it's our responsibility and duty to give back to our communities in any way we can. With my position with the Housing Authority, part of my role and responsibility in my job is to help our residents engage in community programming, and I can't really do that well if I'm myself am not engaged in community programming. I read in a May edition of the McDonough County Voice that the seat was open and that they would be willing to take applicants for that role, and so I jumped at that opportunity. I think it's just a wonderful way to give back to the community and to be involved in the programming. I think the Macomb Park District, I've been extremely impressed with the programming that they have done. I have followed, from its inception, I have followed the history of the Macomb Skate Park. And I'm very, very impressed with what the commission and the Macomb Park District has done, specifically with the skate park. Not that it hasn't done wonderful things across the board, but I would say that was probably the what sparked my initial interest, I suppose. And I guess in a nutshell, that's really really why I'm here, is I want to be a part of what a great organization. So.
Mm-hmm. Is it too soon to ask, do you plan to run for the final 2 years on the seat?
I anticipate I will do that. Yes, I see no reason that I would not put my name in the hat for that. To be voted in the way everyone else was voted in would also be a nice thing to do. But today, absolutely, absolutely. I see no reason why I wouldn't want to do that. Mm-hmm.
One of the big challenges facing the district and the city concerns the pool, Glenwood Pool, and whether to build something new or drop swimming altogether or whatever. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Today, I don't have enough information to give you an informed decision. I have not seen the numbers on that and haven't really researched the financing. How we would keep, if we did rebuild, how would we keep people coming. Off the top of my head, I would say that it's very important that we keep our programming affordable for all Macomb residents. And that would really be the deciding factor for me. If we built a swim park, for example, would that still be affordable for our children and families to be able to come to the pool? That will likely influence my vote. If it can be affordable, hey, but if not, maybe what we have we need to continue with. So
is there any one particular issue facing the board that you want to be an advocate for, or is there something that you want to accomplish as a board member?
You know, at this time, I'm learning. You know, I see this as an opportunity to learn from commissioners who've been on the board for years and who know the inner workings, and to learn as much from them as I possibly can. That really is my ideology about it, I guess, or the philosophy of where I'm at today, is I want to learn as much as I can and make the most informed choices that I can that will benefit the most members of our community. So.
Since you had some interest in the skate park, you said, I mean, what do you think of the plans for the new one that's being developed now?
I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing. But historically, I'm not a skateboarder. I guess I should say that right away. I don't think I've ever been on a skateboard. I don't know if I would survive that. But I think historically, boarders have been kind of on the fringe. And so young adolescents specifically who are looking for somewhere to fit and somewhere to be and to interact with each other, not all of them feel comfortable on a baseball diamond or a basketball court or, you know, those kinds of structured sports. And so I think the fact that we are spending so much time and energy on making sure that those people have a place to express themselves and experience physical activity, and we're giving them something that they need. you know, they need that. And it keeps the rest of the parks and areas in Macomb safe, because if you don't have a meeting place for young people to express themselves in that way, they will use public sidewalks or public facilities to do that. And so I'm 100% in support of the direction they're heading with that, absolutely.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have an amazing day.